Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Chav Vav. It is around Purim time, and we're live from Ramat Beit Shemesh. And if you hear family members in the background, just ignore and listen carefully. Okay, we are continuing, as I said, a Siman Chav Vav, and now the Shulchan Aruch is going to continue on with methods of adjusting a mavui that is more than 20 amos high. Like what to do? What to do if the mavui is more than 20 amos high? V'im haya begavaya chalalo yoseh meyesrim amos mitzumtzamos. What happens if the mavui's interior height actually exceeds 20 compact amos? Eino nita bekaira. It cannot be permitted with a kaira. But aval nitaru belechi. But it can be permitted with a lechi. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sifkaton sadi valid. Begova chalalo. If the mavui's interior height exceeds 20 compact amos. So we said it cannot be permitted with a kora. Mishnah Berurah, aval in goiva chalalo shel mavui ara kora eino elesrim mitzumtzamos. But if the space underneath the korah is exactly 20 amos, it qualifies even if the korah itself is placed over the 20 ama point. Because he says, if the mavui's interior height exceeds 20 compact amos. So that's why he says, the space underneath the korah is exactly 20 amos, it qualifies even if the korah itself is placed over the 20 ama point. Because the 20 amma limit was not stated in regard to the korah's placement, but in regard to the space underneath the korah. This is the Gemara in Erevin, Gimel Amud Aleph, and Gimel Amud Bais. And we up to Sifkat and Sadi. Hey, eino nitar b'kaira. So again, if the mavui's interior height exceeds 20 compact amos, it cannot be permitted with a korah. Eino nitar b'kaira. The korah mishum heker, because the korah is meant to serve as an indicator, and therefore the korah cannot be placed more than 20 amos above the ground. However, ulamala meyesrim, not however, ulamala meyesrim ein heker, the lo shalta be'ena. At higher than 20 amos, its significance is not manifest, since it is not within plain view. Avalechi, however, a lechi is a different story. Because a lechi, shehu samuch lekarka v'sagi but begova asara tvachim, imkein mamazik mashu gavoa harbe. A lechi, on the other hand, is positioned on the ground. Its function has nothing to do with the top of the mavui. On the contrary, it serves its function down to the bottom. For no matter how tall the mavui is, the lechi does not need to be any more than 10 tvachim high. Therefore, there is no harm, he says, in Cain Mamazik Mashu Gavoa Harbe. There's no harm in the fact that the mavui itself is exceedingly high. We continue now on with the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch now says, V'im rotze lahakshiro bikora tsarech shiyaseba tsiur v'chiur. If one wishes to adjust it with a korah, he has to adorn it with pictures or moldings. Perush, look in the parentheses that Rama explains. Tziur echad bakotel min asid o al shmi kora. What are these moldings? A picture, meaning a picture, these pictures or moldings means that a picture must be made either with paint on the wall or on the kora itself. What's the purpose? Shal yidei kach hakol mistaklim ba. If you have this picture with paint on the wall or on the korah itself, this will cause everyone to look at it. And then it will serve as the heker. We continue on. V'mayagavoa yoyser me'esrim ubana binyan tachas ha'korah lemato me'esrim dai v'binyan rachav Tefach kirochav hakora. What's he saying now? He's saying that if the korah was more than 20 amos above the ground, and then one built a platform underneath in order to reduce its height to less than 20, then it is enough to make the platform a tefach wide, corresponding to the width of the korah, kerochav hakorah. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan tzadi vav, lematoi me esrim. Again, if the korah was more than 20 amos above the ground, and he built a platform underneath in order to reduce its height to less than 20, it's enough to make the platform a tefach wide. It says lemato me esrim. V'hu adin diyachol, he says, and one can also accomplish this not only by going ahead and making the building a platform underneath, but it could also you can also accomplish this by lowering the korah itself, right? The yachol lahashpil es hakorah gufa ulanicha besochalal hamavui al yisedos hayotzim and aksalim lemata meyesrim. Right, he could also accomplish this, kashering it by lowering the korah itself and placing it lower down in the mavui, up on pegs, but they have to like the projecting from the walls at less than 20 amos high. So if he has pegs projecting from the walls less than 20 amos high, he can lower the korah to on top of those pegs, and that will serve the same purpose to kasher the korah. And now the Mishnah Brura continues on, because the Shulchan Aruch had said that it's enough to go ahead and make the platform, if you're kashering it with a platform underneath to reduce its height to less than 20, it's enough to make the platform a tefach wide, corresponding to the width of the korah. So that's Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Sari Zayin, Bibinyan Rachav Tefach. So he says, V'hu adin, and the same would apply, Afar, with Afar Kashir Zeh. One can likewise go ahead and make a pile of dirt this size for this purpose. But he has to go ahead and ensure that the constant treading upon it does not reduce its width to less than the required tefach. And he finishes up the Mishnah Brura, and he also has to ensure that its height is not reduced to an extent that would increase the space under the korah back to a height of more than 20 amos. So he has to be careful from the constant treading upon it if he's going to be using a pile of dirt this size for its purpose, the Mishnah Brura says. And he says, Sifkot and Sadi Ches, because the Shulchan Aruch had said that it's enough to make the platform a tefach wide, corresponding to the width of the korah, kerocha v'korah, the shiuro tefach, right, the shear, right, of the korah must likewise be a tefach, right? K'nomile al v'sif yitzayin, like it stated earlier in Sif Yitzayin. V'atam demahani rochav tefach, v'akaymelon mutu l'shtameish tachas korah. Right, the reason that a tefach suffices is based on the halacha that one can carry in the area. Tachas korah, the v'akaymelon mutu l'shtameish tachas korah. Va'omer al osom makom yuchal roz zakora. So the reason that a tefach suffices, we said, is based on the halacha that one can carry in the area. One is allowed to carry in the area directly underneath the korah, since the spot right underneath the korah is part of the area being permitted by the korah. So it is sufficient that someone standing right there can see the korah, since it's not more than 20 amos over that spot, and therefore it is indeed serving its function as an indicator, right? Because ha'omed al oso makom yuchal l'roz dakora, v'ha'al oso ha'makom eina gavoa yosem yesem yosem yishum hakeira. If someone standing right there can see the korah, since it's not more than 20 amos over that spot. And this is okay because the spot right underneath the korah is part of the area being permitted by the korah. And that's why it's sufficient that someone standing right there can see the korah. It's not more than 20 amos over the spot. Over that spot. We continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval im eina gavoa asara, v'chokek bo lashlimo la asara. So now the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss how to adjust a mavui less than 10 tefachim high. We just finished discussing how to adjust a mavui that is more than 20, right? A mavui more than 20 amos high with the korah that okay, going to be exceeding it. So now we're talking about a mavoi less than 10 tefachim long. So let's see. Conversely, if it were less than 10 tefachim from the ground, and one digs a trench in order to provide the full 10 tefachim, he digs a ditch or a trench. He has to dig a nice sized trench there. He has to dig 4 amos forward into the mavoi across its full width. So the whole width of the mavoi has to be dug out, and he has to go in 4 amos forward into the mavoi. And again, it has to be across its full width. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan sadi tes. Saruch lachok arba amos. He has to go ahead and dig a trench 4 amos forward into the mavoi. V'hadil el sagi b'tefach. Even though a tefach sufficed, right, beforehand to reduce the height, here it's different. Shani yachad the pachas me'asarot tefachim lo mikri dofen klal v'tzaruch l'shavi dofen. Here the issue is different because at less than 10 tefachim high, the mavoi's wall does not qualify as even a wall at all. So it has to be transformed. Tzarech dafka kishir meshach ha-mavoi duhu arba amos k'nomer le'el b'reisha sif. So here it has to be transformed into a wall. And in order to qualify as a mavoi wall, it has to span the length required for a mavoi. That is 4 amos as stated at the beginning of the sif. Right? Dafka kishir meshach ha-mavoi du arba amos k'nomer le'el b'reisha sif. It has to be 4 amos, as we said, in the beginning of the sif. Now, according to this explanation, okay, this happens to be Rashi's explanation, the Gaon Yaakov, he basically says, following Svara, that if the walls themselves were 10 tefachim high, but the korah was placed lower down, it would not be necessary to create full mavoi walls. The walls are already valid, and it is just an issue of adjusting the korah's height. And as such, it should apparently be sufficient to adjust the height directly under the korah, just as we do when the mavoi is too high. However, he notes with puzzlement that the Rashba paskins otherwise, stating that even if only the korah is under 10 tefachim high, while the walls are in fact 10 tefachim high, an area of 4 amos into the mavoi must be dug out. And the Rashba Svara may be that besides being 10 tefachim high, the korah must be situated at the top of the mavoi that it is permitting. At less than 10 tefachim high, it is not situated at the top, but at the middle of the mavoi's height. Digging the area directly underneath it indeed renders it 10 tefachim high, but it is still not at the top of the mavoi, as the area underneath it does not constitute a mavoi. Therefore, an area of 4 amos must be dug out. That area will then constitute a full-fledged mavoi, and thus the korah is indeed situated at the top of the mavoi. But again, according to the Mishnah Berurah's explanation, if the walls themselves were 10 tefachim high, but the korah was placed lower down, it would not be necessary to create full mavoi walls. The walls are already valid, and it's just an issue of adjusting the korah's height. And as such, it should apparently be sufficient to adjust the height directly under the korah, just as we do when the mavoi is too high. Okay, that's Shitas Rashi. This is the Gaon Yaakov understanding of it, and we move on. But anyway, so what did we just see? We just saw that even though a tefach sufficed above to reduce the height, here the issue is different because at less than 10 tefachim high, the mavoi's wall does not qualify as a wall at all. It has to be transformed into a wall. And in order to qualify as a mavoi wall, it must span the length required for a mavoi. That is 4 amos, as we stated at the beginning of the sif. So now he says, Aval hasam, mikri dofen, elishuhu gavoa, yoiser me'eshim amos. When it comes to reducing the height, however, the wall is a proper wall, despite its excessive height. Ulahachi sagi b'tefach, kishir rochav akora. Right? The problem is only that it is not within plain view at more than 20 amos high, and therefore a tefach corresponding to the width of the korah Therefore, tefach, corresponding to the width of the korah, would suffice. This is all Shitas Rashi, as we said before. Daf Hayamid Aleph, Dibel Amaskel, Rav Yosef. Sif Katan Kuf. So what does he have to do? He has to dig four amos forward into the Mavui, across its full width. So into the Mavui, Sif Katan Kuf, Latocha Mavui, Imchakak to Pachas Mizeh, if he dug up less than this, Tarach Tafka Pas Arba, Ushne Pasin, Shne Mashuin, Kidin Chatzer. And if he dug up less than this, it must be adjusted with either a four tefach panel or two right panels l'chaim of any size, as required for a chatzer, not a mavui. Because since it doesn't have that shear of dalad amos, okay, it then is not viewed as mavui. It's viewed as chatzer, and you would have to go ahead and fix it like a chatzer, which requires either a pas arba or two pasim l'chaim of mashus on both sides, not just on one side, like by a mavui. Sif katan kuf aleph, al pnei kol rachvo, across its full width, dim yishayer hefsek bein hachakika ubein aksolim, lo yuchlu aksolim litzdarif lehen. For only the trench being deeper than 10 tfachim is defined as the mavui, and if space remains between the trench and the walls are not associated with the trench. And it is therefore, uke'ein ha'ksalim ha'mavui dami. Achein, im ha'hefsek, bein ha'chakika u'bein ha'ksalim, hu rak pachus v'shot ha'tfochem, yesh lomar demahani. It therefore is as if, what he said, it's as if the mavui has no walls. However, if the space between the trench and the walls is less than three tfachim, there is room to say that it qualifies by virtue of lavud. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes on with additional qualifications of a mavoi. Ein mavoi nitar belechi okora ad sheyu psuchim lesocho shnei chatzeros ulechol chatzer shnei batim. A mavoi cannot be permitted with a lechi or kora unless it has two residential courtyards opening onto it, and that each of these courtyards must have two homes opening onto it. Vafilu kol achatzeros psuchos zu lezu. And the Ramah adds, two such courtyards will suffice, even if they open to each other. However, he says, v'yesh cholkin b'zeh, some, however, disagree with this. And the Shulchan Aruch then continues, v'shelo yeh b'chol pesach me'elu pachos me'arba tfachim, when all of these openings must be at least four tfachim wide. Sif katan kuf beis, shnei chateros, hatam b'zeh, mishun dohadir tiru, v'mavoi, v'lechi v'kora, machmas diyesh bo ribu diyorin, v'yei mishnam shimboi b'etznei kokach, l'fichach sogi b'tikun kazeh. The rationale behind this requirement is as follows. The reason that a lechi and kora suffice for a mavoi, unlike a chatzer, which requires more substantial enclosure, is because a mavoi is frequented by the many inhabitants of the courtyards that open into it, and it is therefore not used for such private activities. Masha'en kain. Right, and that is why such a minimal adjustment suffices. A chatzer, on the other hand, masha'en kain b'chatzer, she'en matzli bo diyorin kol kach, b'shtamshin bo behetznei tfei, l'kach tzarech hechsher tfei. A chatzer, on the other hand, is not regularly frequented by so many inhabitants. Consequently, it is used for more private activities. And this is why it requires a more substantial adjustment, such as shnei pasin o pas arba tfachet. It requires either two panels or a panel four tfachim wide, right? It has to have two little l'chaim on, two mashahu l'chaim on each side. That's what he calls shnei pasin, or a pas arba tfachim. U'lekach hachi nami b'mavui she'ein bo shnei chatzeros psuchim. And this is why, all right, let's say a mavui that does not have two courtyards opening into it is therefore going to be likewise frequented by few inhabitants, and right, the Urein Mu'atin, Va'osin Bo Tashmishe Hetzneya, Lachain Lo Sagi Belechi V'Kora. Okay, right, the Mavui that does not have two courtyards opening into it is likewise frequented by few inhabitants and is therefore used for private activities, and therefore, based on the above reasoning, a lechi or a kora does not suffice for it either. You'll need either the pas arba or the shnei pasim on both sides, the shnei pasim l'chaim on both sides. Now, the Shulchan Aruch had said that right, that a mavui cannot be permitted with a lechi or kora unless it has two residential courtyards opening onto it, and each of these courtyards must have two homes opening onto it. There's a bunch of their halachas here. But the Rama added that two such courtyards suffice even if they open to each other, but he says that some, however, disagree. This is Kuf Gimel. So this is the Kuf Gimel, some, however, disagree. These hold, this opinion maintains that since they can join together in an Erev via the opening, they're considered one Chatzer. The same thing would apply to houses which open into each other as well. However, however, the Achronim write that since this is an issue of the Rabbanon, we follow the Makel position, deeming them two separate courtyards, chateros, even if they could join. We continue on, right? And the Shulchan Aruch had said that all of these openings must be at least four tefachim wide. He continues on as follows. In addition, each of these homes must house residents who eat there. Because the crucial factor in defining a home for these purposes is if it is a place where the bread is broken. The pas goyring. And even if one house belongs to a father and the other to his son, Afal pisha ben mekabel pras mishulchan aviv veochel bebeso. And even if the son gets his food from his father's kitchen, but he eats in his own home, harehein nidonim kishnayim, they are deemed two separate homes. So again, what he's saying here is that another important requirement here for this to be a mavui and these chaseros is that each of these homes has to house residents who eat there, because the crucial factor in defining a home for these purposes is if it is a place where bread is broken. Even if one house belongs to a father and the other to a son, and the son gets his food from his father's kitchen, but he eats it in his own home, they're deemed two separate homes. So now look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Kuf Dalad, Ve'ochel Bebeso, La'fukei Yem Derech Achiloso Bebeso Av. Only when they are counted, only when he eats in his own home are they counted as two homes, as opposed to a case where he normally eats in his father's home, right? Where he eats in his father's home, in this case, as if there is only one home in the chatzar, even though the son sleeps in his own separate home. With regard to these halachos, as again, the place of eating is the predominant factor in defining the home. This is what the Sharatzion points out. And we continue on, and he continues on, Afil tzido echad akum, ve'echad Yisrael, od mahani. So now he says, even if a non-Jew lives on one side, meaning in one of the two homes, and a Jew on the other, it will qualify, he says. Od tzarech she'ye arko yoyser al rachvo, v'imchaser echad me'elu, Eino nitar ella bipas arba o shnei pasin shnei mashulin o tsuras hapesa. So now he goes on to say that another requirement for a mavui is that its length must exceed its width. And if it lacks, now, and he ends off that if it lacks any of these characteristics, any of them, not just this last one of its length exceeding its width, it can only be permitted, as we said, by means of either a four tefach panel or two panels, right? L'chaim pasin of any width one on each side, or, of course, as always, a Tzuras HaPesach. So let's see the Mishnah Brurah on this. Sif Katan Kuf Hei, that its length must exceed its width. This is the last requirement before he gives the general klal. She Archo V'chulei, Shekein Derech HaMavui Lios. This is how a Mavui is normally structured, with its length exceeding its width. Sif Katan Kuf Vav, Yoyser Al Rachvo, exceeding its width. Afilu Mashahu, even the most minimal amount, if the length exceeds its width, it will be a mavui. And he says to note, the archo mikri derech knisaso. The length means the direction in which one enters the mavui. Right? The mavui umasha eno derech knisaso mikri rochav. Right? The direction crossing the entrance is defined as the width. Okay? So the length means the direction in which one enters the mavui. Umasha eno derech knisaso mikri rochav. And the width, right, is the direction crossing the entrance. And then he goes on. If the length and width are exactly equal, it has the status of a chatzer, as we shall see below. Sif katan kuf zayin, echad me elu, any of these characteristics. Koi al kol mashavur kan min Ein mavoi niter v'chule. This refers back, as we said, to all the characteristics listed here in the section, beginning with a mavoi cannot be permitted, right? Where he started out with the mavoi cannot be permitted if the mavoi's right, a mavui cannot be permitted with a lechi or a kora unless it has two residential courtyards opening into it. That's what it's referring back to. From there on until here, all those requirements, doesn't go back to the earlier requirements of lamala mechaf and lamata, of not being lamala mechaf and not being lamata meyud. He's referring back to all the issues defining it as that are requirements to make it a mavui, as opposed to a chatzer. So that's what he means here. And it likewise applies, he says, and it applies to one other halach, he says, it also goes back to the halacha before, that when a mavui is less than 4 amos long, okay, it is not going to be a mavui, because a mavui has to have a requirement of a 4 amos, has to be 4 amos. Less than that, we'll also deem it as a chatzer, and therefore, eino nitar, it's not going to be nitar except with the 4 tefach pas, or the 2 lechayayim, 2 pasim mashu on each side. And that's what we're going to see right now. Kufches, eino nitar, it's not going to be permitted unless you have the pas arba, the 2 lechayayim on each side. The dino kechatzer, it's like dino kechatzer. Val kein tzarech lezeh, pas arba tfachim, v'chulei, therefore you need the pas arba tfachim, like we saw earlier from the start, kidlel, all the way back in Sif Beis. Kuf test, or a Tzuras HaPesach, or you could use a Tzuras HaPesach. V'zeh mahani afilu berachav me'eser, kidil el b'sibbeiz. And a Tzuras HaPesach has the advantage over all of these, because then, even if it is greater than 10 amos, it will work to enclose that fourth wall, once again, as we saw in Sif Beis.